From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Several elite American athletes face scrutiny over performance-enhancing drugs just ahead the latest in the crackdown against doping here in the U.S.
First, a recommendation today from the Switzerland-based Court of Arbitration for Sport. It ruled that U.S. sprinter Jerome Young should be stripped of a gold medal. Young won gold at the Sydney Olympics 4 years ago. Joining me now is Amy Shipley, who's covered the story for the Washington Post. Amy, this case has been back and forth for years with conflicting recommendations about what ought to be done. What does today's recommendation mean?
Today's recommendation is that Jerome Young should be stripped of his gold medal from the Sydney Olympics. The ruling was that he should have been banned a long time ago and shouldn't have been allowed to compete at those games. He actually tested positive in 1999. He was originally exonerated by a review panel, which looked at the evidence at the time and declared that there was reason to believe that his positive test wasn't valid because he had a couple of negative tests around that. But that was utterly rejected by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which just recently looked at the case again.
The timing of all of this is a bit confusing because he tested positive for steroids 5 years ago before he won his medal in Sydney. So it's a bit hard to understand why the court is taking this action now.
It is, and it's also the timing is also strange because it comes in the midst of this Bay Area laboratory cooperative known as Balco scandal, which involves Marion Jones and all these other athletes. This actually has nothing to do with that. The reason this case was looked at again now was that Jerome Young had not been identified until the Los Angeles Times identified him last year as this athlete who had tested positive and was exonerated and was allowed to compete at the games. No one knew the name of the athlete until the Los Angeles Times reported it.
So what of the other members of the 1600-meter relay team? Will they hold on to their medals, or might they be called before the court also?
Well, they won't be called before the court. They could be stripped of their medals, and that depends on what the world governing body of track and field recommends. And in cases like this, when one athlete on a relay team tests positive, the team usually does lose its gold medals. However, this case is a very unique set of circumstances by virtue of the fact it's so far in the past. So I think there's a good chance that they will not force the team to lose their medals as well.
And a very high-profile team also.
Right, and Michael Johnson, the world record holder, was a member of that team. It's also worth noting that Jerome Young did not run in the final. He actually ran in a heat leading up to the final, so he didn't even have a direct role in that gold medal victory. So I really don't think they'll lose the medals. I think, really, this was just a fight over Jerome Young, and I think Jerome Young was a pawn in a much, much larger battle between international officials and U.S. sport officials.
Now, the Court of Arbitration recommended that he be stripped of his medal. Any chance that he might hold on to this?
No. Absolutely no chance.
Amy Shipley, thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
Amy Shipley is with The Washington Post.